really want to be the number one fan because there's only like 1 year left. And will he do? I mean, I haven't figured that out yet. Are there? Maybe he said it. If there's enough shows left that he'll have one more number one fan contest, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But Mr. Michael Perry did not. He did say he took it so well that he changed his Twitter picture to like a trophy that says number one on it. I mean, he was gloating a little bit, but you know, good for him.
When I ruled the world. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
See, he took it so well.
Yeah, you like that?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4695. BFO for Fright, the 6th of February 2026. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, it's the last show of year 18. Big Fatty, hi everyone, I hope you're for right, it's going well, y'all, you're flameless today, cause y'all, this evening, it is the kickoff of the Winter Olympics, yes, Big Fatty, light the flame!
Where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that's y'all. This weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, and your anniversary of the little show is true. Y'all, the first celebration is today. Y'all, you heard him say good morning, Big Fatty, earlier this week. He's been to Pride 48. He's been to the And y'all, and he's been here to the villa. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, just as nice a person as you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the other half of Gary with two R's. Y'all, that's DJ Ron. Big Fatty, we love DJ Ron. We do indeed. Then on Saturday, y'all, he's been to, Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. Y'all, he's up there. He's always there to offer a helping hand. Yes, Bigfatty, is that vulgar? No, I mean, assistance. Is it vulgar? No. He's out there in the Washington state. He cohabitates with two of the gals from the Greetings from Nowhere. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Larry Q Sledge. Big Fatty, we love Q Sledge. We do indeed. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, I've not met this first person, but y'all, he had an anniversarium yesterday. He's down there in the future with the little Aussie battler. I'm talking about none other than the one and only Ishmael.
Big ready, we love Ishmael.
And finally, y'all, he's up there in the Chicago's. I don't know which place he's at, but he is up there. Y'all, he's the reason. He's the reason that Digger is now, you know, he's the official bumper correspondent for the BFO.
Yes, we Betty, all of them totally original, never heard before.
Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only T. Wiggles.
We Betty, we love T. Wiggles.
So, y'all, if you see any of them, wish him a big old piece of cake. See, y'all got a lot more entries for the number one fan contest to get to. Y'all, next up, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. He says, I'm entering because you're fat, because I'm fat, because the whole damn world is fat. y'all, thank you, Chris. Y'all, Taste Like Burning Tim says, I'd love to be crowned your number one friend, but I won't break your ankles if I don't win. I'm happy just to listen. A heart, Tim. Well, Tim, thank you for not breaking my ankles. Y'all, that Mac and Flo Rida says, I'd like to be Big Fatty's number one fan because who wouldn't want to be the number one fan? Well, Mac, thank you so much for that. Y'all, Mac had a little moment where he was going downtown. Y'all, speaking of someone with an affliction, not an affliction, well, anyway, y'all, it's the little Aussie battler, and he says, Fatty, I should be the number one fan because at this rate, Gail and King, your AI bots, will take over, and they will be the number one fans. Scotty. Scotty, thank you so much for that. I feel quite certain that Gail and King are not going to be taking over. Y'all, Brian in the Bury. You know, they just celebrated Danbury Jr.'s Forever Hole. He says, I want to be the number one fan because people love to rub my meat. Beefy! And the Flopfo needs more arm candy. Oh, Big Fatty arm candy. Y'all, that Denny up there in the Chicago's, he says, ole, Big Fatty, I think I am getting this in just under the wire. I want to be the number one fan because, number one, I live in the Chicago's, and number two, I have listened since episode one. Love, Denny in the Chicago's. Well, Denny, thank you so much for that. Y'all, next up, we've got Randy. Randy in the Penislavania, and he says, I want to be the number one fan to support independent podcasting. Celebrate a long-running creative voice and help keep Big Fatty's unique perspective alive worldwide. Big Fatty and achieve world peace. Much love to the fat one, Randy, in the Penislavania. And he says, Asterix, assistance provided by Gail and King. And y'all, then the next entry, y'all, it's from Miss Bacon. And it says, it's rigged. It's rigged. Bacon sizzles dreams crisp away. Big Fatty prizes always stray. Number one fan yet never crowned in this crooked game. Hope's never found.
Big Fatty, that is so sweet.
Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that. That's just lovely. Y'all, next up is Tim. You know from the what is his little show he used to call Terminally Single Tim. And Tim says I want to be the second number one fan. But now Big Fatty, excuse me, but I'd like for you to look at the time stamp on that. Tim, I believe that came in at 6:24 p.m. in the evening. Let's send that over to the judges. Judges? Tim, so sorry. 24 minutes past the deadline. I can't get over it. I just cannot get over it. Next up, we've got we've got Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver has sent, it just says contest. It doesn't say number one fan contest. It says, Big Fatty, sorry for being MIA. The Lesbyterian electrician killed the glass fiber modem at the lodge. Having no interwebs was a challenge, especially at the moment. Our landline phone is also connected to that thingy, and we had to wait for someone from the company to replace their machine. The hats still live and create confusion. All is good, except I missed your deadline. But you know that you will always be my number one, and in my heart, I am yours, Hot KB. Well, Miss Beaver, thank you so much for that. So nice for you to send that in. And y'all, we've got two more entries here. Y'all, the next one is from that Kathy Marshall. You know, she's running the So-So Question Month for the little show. Kathy says, Big Fatty, if I don't get my BFO number one fan entry into the colostomy bag right now, I'll have dry clean my... Big Fatty speaking is different. I'll have dry cleaned my Miss Congeniality sash for nothing. Good news, the mustard stains came out. Love, Kathy Marshall in the San Francisco, Cisco, on behalf of the SSQD. Well, Big Fatty, again, the timestamp says 11:20 p.m. on the 30th. Well, let's send it back to the judges. Marshall, I am so sorry. The judges considered us axing them about that as a so-so question. So we'll have to go with a sorry, Kathy. Kathy Marshall, and y'all, our final entry into the number one fan contest. Y'all, it also comes from down there in the future. Y'all, it's from Artie Cruiser, and Artie Cruiser says, fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck. Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, did you notice the day and time? Y'all, that one didn't come in until February the 1st at 2:57 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, shall we ask the judges? Well, I think we know what they're going to say, but yeah, let's make it official. I am so sorry, but you are 2 days late and a dollar short. Big Fatty, is that U.S. dollars or that was those kangaroo dollars. It's the kangaroo dollars. Oh, okay. So, y'all, those are the entries for the 2026 number one fan contest. Y'all, now, if this is your first time experiencing a number one fan contest, y'all, it happens during halftime of the Superb Owl on Sunday, which means that Big Fatty will be up past his bedtime. Because, y'all, it'll be released on Sunday at the halftime. Now, y'all, you may have to go to the www to get the little show. Because, you know, sometimes it's a little slow going to your computers, to your iPods. Y'all, you may have to go over there, and y'all, there'll be a regular show on Monday, so if you're not able to be around for the announcement of the little show winners, you make sure you get the Sunday and the Monday little show. Plus, you know, Gail and King will be here on Saturday. Yes, Big Fatty! Just a little catch up as what's been going on since I spoke to you last. Y'all, Wednesday evening, watched the news that Tom Yamas again, and then watched the Jeopardy. Spoiler alert: the guy that won the first two games won the third one, and y'all, he will be competing in the Jeopardy Masters. That's usually in May or sometime in the late spring. Y'all just smart as a whip. Smart as a whip. Young guy, too. Just, yes, Big Fatty, no life. Well, I don't know about that. But y'all, once again, slept like a baby. Y'all, 100 score. I got 100 score on my Apple clock. Y'all, there were more Apple Snack updates on Wednesday night. Got up Thursday and had sausage balls in my coffee, read the paper, did the puzzles, and then it was off. I did Fat Acres, then went to senior size class, did the big circle, came back. I had some soup. And y'all, now I'm recording the little show. Gonna get Michelle, and then I'm gonna go to the play with Alex. Okay, I gotta see y'all. I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely weekend. Don't forget, Gail and King will be here tomorrow with Ruination the Early Years. And then, of course, we'll kick off year 19 at halftime of the Superb Owl on Sunday. Y'all, I just want to take a moment here to say thank you to those who have been on this journey for 18 years. And I guess the GoDaddy says it's going to go... five more, so we'll see. But thank you for all you do. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer, and y'all, you'll hear him again on Sunday. That's a tradition here at the BFO. And Archer, any final words today?
See, he took it so well.
Yeah, you like that?
Aw, Big Fatty, does that have anything to do with the special triad?
No. Not at all. You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.